Wow, I've pressed the button. You're listening to RDU Breakfast, and this is another comedy chat, with none other than Georgie Sevier, which I should say at the top of this, your alter ego, perhaps.
Yes, hello. No, I am only one person. I have a friend called Tony Chestnut, but I've only know him through the internet. I've never actually been in the same room.
Oh, wow. Him. Oh, I met him at the Working Men's Club once. It was so good.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, he must have told me about you because, secret, I think he's got a crush.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a terrible noise to make.
No, I mean, just the thought of, the thought of Tony.
I mean, we're not the same person, but I'm offended on his behalf.
No, I love it. I'm chatting the utmost of shite because, hey, I've got to provide for the comedy chats, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is the comedy moment, the comedy segment of the show. The rest of the show, you're really serious.
Oh, the rest of the show is just a build-up to this part here, this exact moment, yes. So let's run through what is a week at Good Times. How about that?
A week at Good Times. Yes. Well, I mean, Wednesday's already happened, but Wednesday, every Wednesday, we have fresh comedy open mic. You're an open micer, aren't you, Ben? So, I mean, Trust. We could probably see you on a Wednesday. Thursday, we have quizzes, free entry if you're double vaxxed, which that's pretty cool. Otherwise, it's just $10 for a team of six. Friday, tonight, we have Tony Forks, which is Tony Chestnut's hosting, actually. It's a stand-up comedy lineup show. The only fireworks night show you can actually bring your dog to. Because there's no fireworks.
Oh, gosh. I've already seen photos and Instagrams of sad dogs. And it's not even the big day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. So sad. Bring your dogs to that show because Tony really likes dogs. I won't be there. And then Saturday... We have big laughs every week, which is pro comedy. Oh, something funky is happening. And then every Sunday we have the Sunday with a PH fuckabout, which is it's a bit of a wild stand-up show. Last week we had a couple of Australians doing like Nutbush City Limits. I don't know if you've heard about that. It was
Nutbush
wild.
Nutbush City Limits, a great track.
I know. Gosh. Well, do you know the dance that all Australians oh my God. Anyway, just come to Sundays. Wild stuff happens.
God, clearly. And tell me about the G-Banger cocktail.
Oh my God. So, have you ever had a cocktail named after you that's also a G-string? I have. So this week we have the G-Banger cocktail, and I can't even blame anyone else. I named it that. It's like lime, vodka, it's fresh, it's fruity. It'll get you responsibly drunk, nice. As in just tipsy, because, you know, we're cute. We're keeping it cute. We're keeping it funky. It's a G-Banger.
The G-Banger. Oh, yeah. Put that on LinkedIn. I want an inspirational LinkedIn post about this cocktail.
Oh my God, I just realized Good Times Comedy Club doesn't have a LinkedIn.
Wow, there you go.
It's amazing we haven't survived. I mean, it's amazing we've survived this long without a LinkedIn.
No, I think
Jeez,
you should keep...
Louise.
LinkedIn is a bad call. I think it's the opposite. A curse.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
follow us on Twitter. We just repost Audrey Porn's tweets. She does the work for us. We don't need to.
Her tweets, just chef's kiss.
So funny.
The list goes on. There's so many. I see them on my Instagram, like, reposted.
Yeah, I always see people, like, reposting Audrey Porn's tweets, but they never credit her. Like, it'll be, like, what's one that'll... It's, like, one that's called, like, Yummy Mummy or something. Always just steals her tweets. It's wild.
Ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, See, for OG, original jokes, head to Good Times.
Yeah, you can catch Audrey Porn's comedy before it gets stolen on the internet.
Well, yes, she's part of the Tony Forks lineup, which is so long. The list goes on and on.
Oh, my God. So we've got Henry Hickman, who I used to teach when he was in high school. And really? Funny story about that, I took the kids to a theatre sports competition. I was a terrible coach. They were very unprepared. And I convinced Henry to pop out his glass eye in one of the scenes as a joke. I thought the kids would love it, but they hated it. And everyone was horrified and we lost. But it's really fantastic because now he's started comedy, and he's really fantastic at that because he doesn't take my advice. He's on the lineup. And then we've got Ocean Denham. We've got Nicola Brown from Dunedin. That's going to be really cool. And we've also got Ben Kent, and he is bloody funny.
Oh, someone mistook me for Ben Kent last time I was at Good Times.
Was actually going to say you guys look very similar.
Ben's with glasses, eh? And just generic white otahi.
Most people just look the same because as humans, we're pretty unoriginal. Is that too nihilistic to say on morning radio?
No, in fact, I challenge you to say something more nihilistic.
Don't get me started.
The floor is yours. I have to touch on how cool it is, or interesting, depending on, I guess, your world view, that yes. It's free entry if you're double vaxxed. How did you land on that decision?
Well, we thought, it's a really great way to encourage people to get vaccinated, because it's really lame to die of something that we don't need to. And also, we thought, people, if they don't agree with this, will probably get mad about it. And then if they get mad, they'll post about it on Facebook. So, it's promo either way.
Love the way you think. Love that.
Yeah, honestly, it's really important to get vaccinated. And also, if you're really that you don't want to get vaccinated and you want to come to comedy, take advantage. It's only $10. Get in while you can, I guess.
Yeah, hey, it's not exclusive.
Wear a mask though.
Wear a mask. I feel like I cut you off there with my question. Did you have something to say before then?
No, I don't think I did. If I did, it's gone.
Wow. Hey, that's the wonder of the segment, is that we could just back and forth, and the comedy is just oozing out of you. So we can
oozing out like talk we're about like whatever. Professional tennis players, the ball's going back forth. We drop it, but it's okay. We pick it up.
It's a serve at the end of the day, huh?
We're serving straight fire here on RDU.
Two aces, yes.
Sorry, that was so insensitive for me to say straight fire in Christchurch City, just a week from our poo going up in flames.
That was ridiculous. Waste water, Bromley, 3 p.m.
What a smelly afternoon that was.
And on my birthday, are you kidding?
Like, I know. How dare. I wish you a happy birthday on Facebook, but I haven't verbally done that. How was your birthday, Ben?
My birthday was great.
Did you have a nice time?
Yes, although I didn't blow out the candles in time. That's the fire you saw, and I'm kidding. gosh, awful.
Wow, you must be so old.
Yes. Up in the hundreds, but hey, we're soldiering on. No, I'm... imagine if I made it to 985. That would be great for RDU-dom. But,
that would be fantastic.
How about we give some final words? What do you want to say, Georgie?
Hey, I would love to say thank you to my mum and God. And is this final words or just final words for now?
Final words for now. Final words for this
segment. Fantastic. Come to Good Times Comedy Club. You know, it's always a good time. We're fun. We're friendly. We're flirty. Don't flirt with the bartenders unless they initiate it, though. Come on now. Sorry, I've taken this all off. Ben, stop me.
Final words.
Come to Good Times.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much again, Georgie Sophie.
No worries.
Final words.